Hi there. The word for today is on forgiveness and inner healing. In Psalm 103, verse 3, David writes, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities and who heals all your diseases." Notice which comes first. The consciousness that all your sins are forgiven precedes the healing of all your diseases. Notice also the words, all your iniquities, all of them. Some of us are comfortable with receiving partial forgiveness, but we refuse to allow God's forgiveness to touch some dark areas we can't let go of, and that we refuse to forgive ourselves for. Whatever those mistakes may be, allow God to forgive all your sins and receive healing for all of your diseases. Let the past go. Let your mistakes go. Allow yourself to be free and learn to forgive yourself by receiving, with an open heart, God's total and complete forgiveness. Stop hurting yourself because Jesus was hurt for all your sins. Stop beating yourself up. Jesus took all your beatings on the cross. Stop punishing yourself. Jesus received all your punishment. The punishment due on your behalf. That's what he did. It's time to stop asking yourself if you've done enough to earn God's forgiveness and acceptance. They are undeserved. Indeed, they cannot be achieved by struggle and self-effort. They can only be received by faith. If you gave somebody you loved a birthday gift and they insisted on paying for it, how would you feel? Confused? Hurt? Upset? That's how God feels when we try to earn his forgiveness, healing, and righteousness. Look, the more you let the waterfall of God's amazing and continuous grace and forgiveness wash over you every day, the more you'll receive his health for your body and soundness for your mind. That's the word for you today.